You know, as a follow-up to the conversation that we just had with Jeff Berwick surrounding the censorship on social media and the official narrative gaslighting, the genocidal mainstream media, everything that we were talking about, nobody knew what the hell was happening in March of 2020 as this novel coronavirus that nobody knew anything about was just plaguing the nation and all of the West and all of humanity. And so, of course, we were talking to the most qualified doctors and epidemiologists and pathologists and microscopy experts and people that knew that they were finding something that wasn't quite right with the genetic sequence of this SARS-CoV-2 that we now know was manufactured and gain-of-functioned right here on U.S. soil at a bioweapons lab at Fort Detrick. It went to the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, ostensibly to dozens of Pentagon-overseen, CIA-operated, U.S. taxpayer-funded bioweapons labs in Ukraine. The bioweapons lab known as the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the way that the definition of vaccine was changing. We started talking about self-assembling, self-aware nanoparticles and living organisms inside of the vials of the shots that were coming out. We started talking about something called a pegylated lipid nanoparticle, how it was a patented weapon of biowarfare, that this was a DOD operation, that your own government had openly declared war on you and was actively trying to kill your kids. As we were talking to everyone and desperately trying to get this information out, it came to be that ivermectin became part of the conversation because it was an antiparasitic, and that parasites were at the center of everything COVID-19. Parasites were at the center of everything in the vial known as the safe and effective vaccine. Then we started looking into parasites. Not only is this something that makes you feel ill, not only is this something that makes inflammation happen and attacks you as they excrete and they defecate inside of you and they reproduce inside of you and they surround your organs and they live in your orifices. But then we come to find out, not only is it only the people who feel ill that have parasite infections, but everybody is infested with parasites, everyone. And so at the very core of feeling healthy and ridding yourself of these toxic poisons that are making their way into your body, these disgusting parasites, just as we have a parasitic infection in our country, just as we have a parasitic overrepresentation in our government and every one of its bureaucracies, we have physical parasitic infections in our bodies, every one of us. And so as this platform is about saving lives, of course, addressing parasitic infections had to be a top priority, and it remains that way. We've talked to some experts about this. Don't take my word for it. Listen to what some of these experts have said, people like Dr. Lee Merritt, people like Dr. Judy Mikovits, some of the most trusted voices throughout the entire pandemic, real-life heroes have said about parasitic infections, the dangers and the threats that they pose, and how to handle it.
What if I told you that cancer, acne rosacea, multiple sclerosis, and rheumatoid arthritis, four different diseases in four different areas of medicine, what if they can all be treated with parasite medication? We have a book called the ICD-10, which shows that we have 70,000 disease diagnoses you can come up with and codify for Medicare and Medicaid and all these different government agencies. Are there really 70,000 diseases? Or are there 70,000 presentations of a few root causes?
These things take over your body, and they will defecate inside of you. They vomit inside of you. They eat all of the things that are good for you, and then they leave behind all of the poisons and toxins that are bad for you. It's basically an alien invasion of your body. Is that right? And that would explain why our treatments are so totally ineffective. No matter how profitable they are for big pharma, they don't cure cancer. As a matter of fact, we have a formula to fight parasites. Go to spnstore.com. And this formula, I know that you endorse this formula, but these things take over your body. And they will defecate inside of you. They vomit inside of you. They eat all of the things that are good for you. And then they leave behind all of the poisons and toxins that are bad for you. It's basically an alien invasion of your body. Is that right?
That is right. And actually, that may be truer than you know when you say alien invasion. I mean, are these things natural? You know, I will say that in the big picture.
Are you suggesting that there's like lab grown parasites that are intentionally released into our food and into the things that we consume in order to infiltrate our body?
This is not just technology. It's part technology, part biology. And as you go through the patents and the peer review publications, most of the biological sequences for this type, this nanoweapon, are from parasites. And that's exactly why. And it states in the documents that they respond to their environment. They respond to chemicals and enzymes and products in their environment. That's why the ivermectin and the hydroxychloroquine and the anti-parasitical one, parasitic treatments, kill it and or at least slow it down. Now, the other thing is it's part technology. And I sent this to one of the engineers too. It clearly states in the patents that this is based on quantum dot. It's based on the Bohr particle, which is based on frequencies, which means that frequencies can also disable this technology. And there is a peer-reviewed publication in Science Magazine that actually talks about there are specific electromagnetic sequences that completely disable the spike protein. Why is that? Because it's not a biological spike protein. It's a nanotechnology. That's why frequencies will disable it. So that's why, Stu, you and I have talked. And this is also in SEC filings. The 5G towers are part of the energy source for this AI nanoweapon, this AI parasite, which, again, keep in mind, we're all being infected with it to, as the patent says, spawn new genetic species. That's what it's for. So if the 5G towers are taken down, and Starlink was not built for our protection, it's not a military operation for our protection. It's a military operation to take down humanity. So the Starlink network and the 5G are needed to basically provide the fundamental energy source for these artificial intelligent parasites. And well, I am very disappointed that nobody, and it explains, but Stu, if we look in front of our eyes, a respiratory virus doesn't explain why people are magnetic. A respiratory virus doesn't explain why people are spinning around thinking that they're being, attacked by demons. A respiratory virus does not explain why when a woman is injected, her baby is murdered inside of her womb, ripped from her body, and she's left barren. That's not from a respiratory vaccine. It's from an advanced artificial intelligent nanoweapon that's a parasite.
Very early on, probably a year and a half ago, I was looking at images on this show and I said, that looks like a self-aware organism. People mm-hmm. looked at me like I was absolutely insane.
Yes, it is. And it says in all, so magnetic hydrogels, genetically engineered magnetic hydrogels, are self-aware. They have cognitive ability. That's what they are. It's in the patents. It's in all of the documentation. They are what is called a smart technology. And there's no real gray area around any of this.
Yeah, this is really at all. This is really very important that I say this. Two things. Number one, the people that work for the telecommunications companies that are erecting these 5G towers, they're just following orders and don't know what it is exactly that they're doing. The same thing with the military and the deployment of this Starlink. They are not intentionally complicit, which is why, Karen, you don't have hundreds or even thousands of people coming forward and saying, hey, this is not what you think it is, because they're only just doing their own little parts. There have been so many lies, specific lies, that have come from all over the place. I want to talk about two things. What it means if you've been infected with this fake virus, with this biosynthetic parasite naturally, but have not received this injection being falsely referred to as a vaccine. Yeah, so I mean, you've got this ivermectin, which is a known antiparasitic, which was completely demonized leading into COVID-19. Then we had multiple scientists, doctors, researchers, experts come on this program and say, hey, part of this weapon of biowarfare attack, part of this SARS-CoV-2 genetic sequence, or the 25 variations thereof, contain these parasites. And these parasites go in and they disrupt every basically function of your body. What are some of the things that parasites destroy?
They can destroy all of your organs. And, we're seeing a lot of turbo cancers coming out now.
Yeah.
And I get calls every day from people saying, my husband or myself, we were diagnosed with cancer. And it's not only one, it's multiple cancers at the same time. And it's all within the organs. Now, I think that they first started attacking the heart. So we have a lot of myocarditis that's going on. And that's going to cause a lot of scar tissue within the heart. Whenever you change that electromagnetic signature or pulse electrical synapses through it.
Everybody's very familiar with what is really happening with, this virus and, of course, the shots that were rolled out in the name of this fake virus. But if people aren't necessarily sold on that or shedding, which by the way is very real, who else has parasites? I mean, if you eat pork, if you have a dog, if you have a cat, it's very likely that you have parasites. Is that right?
Yeah, parasites, even the term like hillbilly and people like here where I live in Virginia, you know, they're noted as being low education or dumb. And that's because people used to walk around without shoes on back in the day and they would get tapeworms and these would affect people's brains. I've seen 6-foot tapeworms come out of people. I've seen tons of parasites. And there's more and more people that come in on a daily and they want to be treated for parasites. And, you know, they and I run the company Rife Technology and I use Rife machines to get rid of that. And I know there's other products out there that do it. So I say that people definitely should, you know, I mean, we anti-parasite our dogs and everything else. We give them parasite medications. Everyone has parasites.
Yeah. If you're deworming your cat, your horse, your dog, why would you not deworm yourself?
I have people with worms coming out of their noses, mouths, vaginas, ears. As soon as I started talking about this, I've got a webinar, if anyone's interested, at drlodi.com. You can go on and look at a webinar where I go through all of this about parasites. Once I put that out, I've got letters from all over the world. And if I just had 10 people, 100 people doing it, I think they're a little bit off. But thousands of people are telling me about these weird things in their bodies crawling underneath. And it's just crazy. So,
and a lot of them have these parasites and they don't even know it. And if you have like inflammation, if you're not feeling well, I mean, if
in any case, around 1890, there was these German scientists who kept finding these small oval bodies inside of cancer cells of CFC, of chronically fermenting tumors, but they weren't finding them in other cells. And so they published on that. And then there was another guy, a well-known guy, who also published in that in the same year, 1890, saying, and what did he call it? The parasitic nature of cancer. So they were already calling it that. Now, and then there was a guy in Germany, in Munich, Metchnikoff, and he said it's a protozoa. So pretty much the Europeans, the Germans, and the French were already realizing that there's these microorganisms, and they're very, very small. Now, the only way this Brenner could see it was because he developed a stain called a Fuchsian stain, which allowed him to see it. And so now he could see that because they didn't have great microscopes in those days. But he could see that, and he found them only in cancerous tissues. Now, what they did, then there was a guy named Roos, he came along, and he kind of legitimized it. He's called the Roos sarcoma virus. Because remember, a parasite, our relationship with microorganisms can be what they call mutualism, where they're benefiting and we're benefiting. That's our gut microbiome. You know, we need each other. Then there's commensalism, where they're benefiting by being in us, but they don't harm us. And then there's parasitism, where they're benefiting and we're being harmed. So that's the fundamental definition of those things. Okay, so these parasites, he was able to find them. Now, by the way, if anyone's looked into this subject at all, they'll remember with Louis Pasteur and Beauchamp. Louis Pasteur said there's a germ, and Beauchamp said, no, it's the environment. This guy named Robert Koch came along, Koch, and he said, yeah, well, you got to meet these postulates. You got to be able to take the stuff out of someone, put it in a dish, grow out an organism, give it to another person who's healthy. They get sick. You take out their secretions. You put them in, and you can grow out the same organism. Then you could say, yes, this is the infectious agent. That's called Koch's postulates. They've never been met for viruses, for bacteria, but they have for parasites. And so what happened was, by the time we got Roos, and then there was one other guy in Germany, and they were able to actually take this, take these organisms and produce cancer in other cells, in other tissues, in other animals.
As Christians in a Christian country, we have a right to be, at minimum, agnostic about the leadership being all Jewishly occupied.
We literally should be at war with fucking Israel 100 times over, and instead we're just sending them money, and it's fucking craziness.
Look at the state of Israel, look at the state of Tel Aviv, and look at the state of Philadelphia. You tell me where this money's going. You tell me who's benefiting from this.
I am prepared to die in the battle fighting this monstrosity that would wish to enslave me and my family and steal away any rights to my property and to take away my God, go fuck yourself. Will I submit to that?
And if you've got a foreign state, you've got dual citizens in your government, who do you think they're supporting?
God, right now, would you protect the nation of Israel and protect those of us, not just our church, but every church in the world and in this nation that's willing to put their neck on the line and say, we stand with them.
You can look at Trump's cabinet, you can look at Biden's cabinet, it's full of Jews.
Black friend in school. I have nothing against blacks. She has nothing against me. She understands where I'm coming from.
Excuse me, I'm a Jew, and I just like to say that, you know, in our Bible it says that you're like animals.
The Jews crucified our God.
You know, we live in a messed up place right now. Health and sickness and cancers. I know that I keep hearing about people that I know, friends and family, you probably have a lot of this, suddenly diagnosed with a life-threatening cancer, or maybe it's happened to you. Because now this turbo cancer is a worldwide epidemic, and we're supposed to pretend like it's normal, like it's just always been here. But the good news is there are therapies that are working, and they have been proven in thousands of clinical studies. One study found on PubMed found that breast cancer's proliferation of growth rate dropped by 40% in only 24 hours using specifically a 660 nanometer wavelength. Another study on prostate cancer found that 49% of the over 400 male participants went into remission with just that one therapy. A lymphoma cancer pilot study showed that all three out of the three patients became cancer-free completely. Sounds unbelievable, but it's true. You can discover all of this information and more in a special training from investigative medical journalist Jonathan Otto. He's a great friend of mine, good friend of the show, and he shows you how you can use red light, including the specific wavelengths as proven by those studies, for all of the different types of cancers, as well as tinnitus, weight loss, wrinkles, acne, dementia, cognitive function, depression, anxiety, long COVID, vaccine injury, stem cell regeneration, lower back pain, sciatica, the whole array of autoimmune diseases, including thyroid disease, arthritis, lupus, gut disorders, all of that. And in fact, you can get your own red light therapy device in your home risk-free, as you're completely covered by a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 3-year warranty. On top of all of that, there's financing options, so you can get it now and pay later. Just go to myredlight.com. Again, that's myredlight.com. Make sure, you guys, that you don't miss this free special training while it's available and claim the extremely limited time bonus gifts, discounts, all kinds of additional savings, and 10%, by the way, with the coupon code STU10. Go to myredlight.com and use the coupon code STU10. Don't miss the training. Again, myredlight.com.
What if I told you that cancer, acne rosacea, multiple sclerosis, and rheumatoid arthritis, four different diseases in four different areas of medicine, what if they can all be treated with parasite medication? We have a book called the ICD-10, which shows that we have 70,000 disease diagnoses you can come up with and codify for Medicare and Medicaid and all these different government agencies. Are there really 70,000 diseases, or are there 70,000 presentations of a few root causes?
These things take over your body, and they will defecate inside of you. They vomit inside of you. They eat all of the things that are good for you, and then they leave behind all of the poisons and toxins that are bad for you. It's basically an alien invasion of your body. Is that right? And that would explain why our treatments are so totally ineffective, no matter how profitable they are for big pharma. They don't cure cancer. As a matter of fact, we have a formula to fight parasites. Go to spnstore.com and use coupon code PURGE30 for 30% off discount. It's time to purge the invaders. It's you or them. Got an email this morning. Hey, Stu, I saw Carlos Cortez on the program the other day. He was talking about greenmoneysolutions.com, but I got to know, what is green money? Well, of course, you know, you could just go to greenmoneysolutions.com and then fill out the little form and get a call from Carlos Cortez, and you'll probably know what green money is. But we decided that we would do one better today and try to answer that question. What is green money? And to best answer that question, of course, we will turn to our homeboy, Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management. You've been on the program for 4.5 years. This is a relatively new site that you did specifically for Stu Peters viewers, greenmoneysolutions.com. So I got to ask you, what is green money?
Thanks for having me, Stu. Yeah, green money is very simple. It basically anything, red money is basically anything that has unlimited losses, unlimited gains, that's volatile. You have unknown fees. It creates fear, uncertainty, and doubt. So things are things like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, even your crypto, your precious metals, they all go up and down in value. Even the home is considered red money. Well, green money is another actual different set of laws that you're getting into, insurance contract law. And actually, insurance companies have the ability to guarantee your principal by the strength of their ratings, obviously. They have the ability to protect your principal, guarantee your funds. And when you pass away, whenever God calls you home, your funds actually go to your beneficiaries without probate. And so what we're seeing is because there's no losses and there's no risk, we're able to get all of the market returns, basically lock those in every single year on your anniversary date. And your money's compounding, Stu, every 4 to 6 years. It's incredible. So $100,000 for me personally, at 40 years old, last year I put this in. By the time my wife and I are 60 years old, we have over $4.2 million.
Off of $100,000 into $4.2 million. And is that like a gamble? Is that like maybe $4.2 million?
Well, sure. It's projected, right? It's projected. I can't guarantee growth, but what we can guarantee through the power of these in green money insurance contracts is that basically your principal is protected. Each and all your gains are protected as well. That becomes your new principal. You still have access to 10% a year, like most retirements. However, this is compounding and compounding with no fees. Albert Einstein said it best that the eighth world wonder is compounding. And so that's what we're doing. So
many people, that was a psyop, I think, but it does make sense.
Yeah.
And what else makes sense is turning your red money to green money. Love the explanation. I mean, that was perfect. Go to greenmoneysolutions.com. There it is. greenmoneysolutions.com. Or you know what else you could do if you're just like a normal person and you want to make a phone call? Just call Carlos in the office. His number is 813-448-3446. Let me slow down and say that again. 813-448-3446 for Carlos Cortez. Again, 813-448-3446 or greenmoneysolutions.com. Talk to that guy, Carlos Cortez. Protect your money and watch it compound.
I grew up in a world where everything evolved around politically. Everything evolved around Israel, and the power was amazing.
Good morning, AIPAC. Good morning.
I will be meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu later today, and President Obama will meet with him tomorrow.
He once called me the first Jewish president. Stand up for Israel and look out for the rights of the Jewish people.
I could be elected Prime Minister today. If I ever decided to give this up and go over to Israel, I would be elected very quickly. They have polls at 99%.
When Israel is singled out because of anti-Jewish hatred, that is anti-Semitism.
I did not need to be a Jew to be a Zionist, for I am.
We're going to take back our country, and we're going to make Israel great again.
And we're going to make Israel great again.
We need to support Israel. No ands, ifs, or buts.
So we have to save Israel. Look, you're here for a reason. We have to save Israel. This is no longer games.
You know, we talk a lot on this program about the undeniable, indisputable fact that the United States of America is indeed an occupied and largely conquered nation, and that it's completely at the mercy of this global Talmudic central banking cabal, its genocidal nation state of Israel, and all of their allies, all of their henchmen that are running these NGOs, have been embedded into financial institutions and corporations all over the world, political operations like AIPAC, big pharma killers like Pfizer, financial institutions like the World Rothschild Bank, NGOs like the World Economic Forum, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, alongside the United Nations, and all of them have infiltrated and seized complete and total control of just about everything, all of the levers of power, all of the positions of influence. They're embedded in the president's cabinet. They're elected to Congress in rigged, sham, fake elections. They have sold America off to usurious Jewish bankers, and now they're using this country as ground zero for their worldwide assault on humanity. They are using our country to go forward with the Great Reset, the New World Order, the Fourth Industrial Revolution. They have bragged so much about all of this, as well as the civilizational collapse that must precede these things to make them possible, be it through biowarfare or global conflict or weaponized weather or all of the above and a whole lot more. And they're not trying to hide any of this. It would be one thing if they were doing all of this behind the scenes, under the cover of darkness, but they're not. All of this is happening right out in front of us. As a matter of fact, they love rubbing it in our faces. They love telegraphing their punches because they get off on that. They get off on putting you and the entire world through humiliation ritual after humiliation ritual, and part of that is telling everybody exactly what's coming and then standing back and laughing as nobody does a damn thing to stop it. Why else would they be telling you that in 10 years, you'll eat bugs, you'll own nothing, and you'll be happy? Because those are their plans. They will destroy everything. They will kill billions, and they will enslave the world under a satanic, homosexual form of authoritarian communism. All of this is in the works right now. That's not conspiratorial in nature, and that's not me being hyperbolic. According to the World Economic Forum's own website, they're running these things called Centers for the Fourth Industrial Revolution all over the world, especially here in America, where they've already set up their headquarters in conjunction with our occupied federal government, the United Nations, the Talmudic Central Banking Cabal that they all answer to, and they're even doing this on federal land. According to the World Economic Forum's website, quote, our office in San Francisco is the headquarters of the Forum's Center for the Fourth Industrial Revolution, housed in the Presidio National Park. The center is a hub for global multi-stakeholder corporations to develop policy framework and advance collaboration that accelerates the benefit of science and technology, end quote. The World Economic Forum goes on to explain that that facility is staffed by over 80 full-time employees who are working on developing everything from central bank digital currencies to 15-minute cities to new forms of precision medicine that merge government tyranny, eugenics, biological warfare, and Silicon Valley technology into one full frontal assault against humanity under the guise of healthcare. So when they call this place the Center for the Fourth Revolution, they're not exaggerating. This is where the pieces of the puzzle are developed, and then they're all put together. And again, this San Francisco office is not alone. There are 5 satellite centers all over the world with different specialties, and this includes another major World Economic Forum outpost in New York City, the longtime home of the central banking cabal, and of course, home to the United Nations. And according to the World Economic Forum, that's exactly why they're operating there. The World Economic Forum says on its own website that its New York Center for the Fourth Industrial Revolution, quote, serves as a critical connection point to partner company headquarters and also enables collaboration with United States-based international organizations like the World Bank, the Inter-American Development Bank, and the United Nations, end quote. So as the old saying goes, this is a big club, and we ain't in it. And while Americans are worried about the NFL or Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce or the next rigged election, our own demise is being publicly planned for us in our own backyard. Lisa Logan has been following the World Economic Forum and the United Nations and all of these other groups for a very long time, and she joins us now to discuss more about their plans for humanity. They're just telling us right out in the wide open that this is what we plan for you. You're going to eat bugs. You're going to own nothing. You're going to be happy. And you are funding your own demise, which we are planning on your own soil right out in front of the wide open. Make sense of that for me.
I think the reason it could make sense is because they do all of this under the guise of very nice sounding language, which I think kind of puts the rest of the public to sleep. You know, for a long time, it was sustainable development. Oh, we're just trying to help other countries develop and have the same kind of riches and wealth that the United States has. And, you know, you're a jerk if you don't believe that, right? If you don't want to support that. Their latest scam is resilience. We're going to put everything under resilience and the conditions to experience resilience. They do the same thing with peace. They do the same thing with global security. And they dress it up in nice-sounding language so that nobody is knowledgeable about what they're actually doing behind the scenes.
It's amazing to me. It's really amazing to me that people can still sit and watch the NFL or be consumed with Taylor Swift, who we all know her music is owned by George Soros, but her soul is owned by Satan. That there has been such a mass awakening. So to what do you attribute the ability for these people to continue to capture more of our unelected bureaucracies, to capture more of the military-industrial complex, to capture the entire American war empire, and then to put it all to work against Americans while they just sit and watch the next football game or participate in the next rigged and fake and gay election?
I think they've been playing the long game for an extremely long time, Stu. I mean, my research has taken me all the way back to, obviously, when the United Nations was created, but the thing that these people did was they created networks of networks even before the internet was a thing. They exchanged addresses. They figured out how to work across states, across countries to basically implement a new age agenda. And when you say, you know, obviously there are Jews involved with this, there are Muslims involved with this. I mean, really, this whole push was a part of a one world religion. They used peace and one faith as a means to work together to get into positions of power all over every sector in education and business and finance and in government, and have now established themselves in these seats of power and are able to influence policy toward their ends, which is really just the United Nations Sustainable Development Goal agenda.
Do you really think that Muslims control the United States, that they occupy the United States? Because I'm just being honest, I don't see an overrepresentation of Muslims in our government.
Now, I agree with you in a lot of those ways, but I have to say that knowing what I know about how they've kind of come together to form a one world religion, it is not just one religion involved with that. But I do see your point that there are a lot of people of the Jewish faith in those seats of power. But I think we have to see this as a broader movement to take over the United States and have a one world global ethic. And they're going to use that global ethic to enforce what they say are our responsibilities, because we have so many rights. And so that's, you know, in my research, that's what I'm really trying to uncover and show to people, is that it really doesn't matter where you stand faith-wise. This is happening globally, and it's happening across all religions.
Well, I guess I would push back a little bit. I think that it does matter where your faith lies. As for me, it's in Jesus Christ, and I think that we need repentance and a real spiritual revival in this country, because without those things, it really doesn't matter who it is that's trying to take you down. If God is with you and you're provided the armor of God, then none of these arrows make any difference. And I don't think that we would be sitting here and you wouldn't be doing your research and you wouldn't be helping to warn people if you didn't believe that we could actually win. So how do we do that?
Yes. No. And I think that that's really where it boils down to, Stu. I think you kind of nailed it on the head there, is that really the beautiful thing about where we live in America is that you can worship anything that you want and have the rights to do that publicly and privately. The problem with these people that are in seats of power that want this one world religion is that they believe that it's not individual. Your individual relationship with God and where, you know, what you believe to be true, the family values that you were raised with, that you're allowed to have those and have those individually. They really believe that it takes global cooperation and a global mindset toward that end to evolve, to be able to survive as a species. And so it requires everyone's cooperation. So unfortunately, they've implemented a state-sanctioned religion right under our noses, which is called cosmological monism. It's really based on this idea that we're all one, we're all interdependent, we're all interconnected. And that because of that, I have to do, I have responsibilities to act and behave in a certain way or even believe in a certain way so that the rest of them can make it to their salvation. And I think that that's the problem, is that we need to respect other people worshiping the way that they want to worship, but at the same time, hold true to the values of our Constitution that cannot be sanctioned and it cannot be punished by our government or any kind of entity or forced upon us as a culture.
Aren't we a Christian nation?
I believe we were founded upon a lot of Christian principles, 100%. I mean, you cannot, it's undeniable. But I think in that, they also, our founders saw that, hey, you know, we've had this Church of England for a long time. You know, there has been no separation between church and state. We don't think that that's right. They shouldn't be able to impose their beliefs upon the rest of our country just because they're in a seat of power in the government. And so I think that really what our way out of this is holding to that those constitutional principles that, yes, we're founded on Christian values of that individual independence, right? Of that ability to worship freely the way that we see fit.
I think that the need for a spiritual revival, put us both back up. The need for a spiritual revival is very important. Do you agree with that?
I do. And I think more than just a spiritual level, because where does your spirituality come from, right? Like where do you learn about spirituality? I think family and culture, you know, that's your first experience of government in your own individual tribe. And I think that that's, we need a revival of the family, because really that's where kids learn about spirituality. That's where their spirituality is grounded. And that's how they become individuals.
That's right.
And really for America to survive as a nation culturally, we need to continue to have those being passed down, because really most Americans are individualistic. We don't believe we should have to redistribute our wealth or resources to other people just because, you know, we're supposedly interconnected and interdependent. And I think that's where the real power lies, is really restructuring and paying attention to what has happened in families that kids are believing in all of these critical theories at school. Really, it's because they don't have that foundational core in their family structure.
That part I agree with 100%. For your research and for your time, Lisa Logan, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thanks, you too.
Of course. I agree with that, right? Wholeheartedly. She hit the nail on the head right there. It is, you know, we have the authority as fathers, as mothers, the nuclear family inside of our own home, to disregard all of the satanic agenda. And if you are properly teaching your kids, fatherless homes is a big problem. Fatherless homes is the reason for all of the violence in Chicago and in every one of these liberal communist-run cesspool ghettos, as they're called in our country. Fatherless homes are the reason for the explosion in gun violence among blacks. Fatherless homes are the reason why teachers are able to get a hold of children and explain to them, no, it's not because of a divorce that you're unhappy. It's not because your parents aren't together that you're unhappy. It's not because your dad lives there or your mom lives here. It's because you were born the wrong gender. So what you should do is chop your fucking balls off and become the opposite sex. Here's some hormone pills. Here's some puberty blockers. We have the authority given to us by God. Our rights are inalienable. They are constitutional, and they are not given to us by our government. They are given to us by God. And one of those rights is to live freely outside of the oppression of this fake government, murderous corporate crime syndicate that has sold your country down the river. More of the Stu Peters Show continues next.
Our technology is freezing over. Listening to what we say, watching what we do, and tracking where we go. Gift yourself peace of mind this holiday season. Bring your technology back into the light with Above. Our phone, laptop, and tablet solutions are built on open source software with zero connections to big tech, meaning that you are in control. Above Phone works with any cell service, popular apps, and unlocks features other phones don't even have. Above Book is easy to use with a huge selection of software compatible with Office Suites and runs on reliable hardware. All of our products integrate with Above Suite, a collection of privacy-first software services that run in our own data center. You'll get a VPN, email and calendar, encrypted chat, voice and video calls, video conferencing, a search engine, and an internet phone number, all for $100 a year. You are better than big tech. Are you new to technology? Well, we'll guide you every step of the way with our first-class support. Each device comes with a free 45-minute support call with a real person. Plus, there's email and chat support, guides, and video courses, too. Protect yourself and your loved ones this holiday season. There's never been a better time to go Above. Let's bring love and light back into our technology. Happy holidays from Above.
AirWaterHealing.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems. Whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet or vaccinated neighbors, mRNA spike protein shedding. AirWaterHealing.com has solutions for every scenario at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7. So now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's airwaterhealing.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to airwaterhealing.com. And so here's the tweet that I saw from La Quinta Columna. This is the English part of the tweet. La Quinta Columna says, quote, "Nicotine destroys injectable nanotechnology." From La Quinta Columna, would like to inform you that we are working on further studies in the light of recent findings. Today, Friday, 23rd of August, which we're sorry that we missed this, we will begin to carry out more tests directly on the Pfizer, quote, vaccine. I think it's also very important that everybody go follow La Quinta Columna. I think at this point I can absolutely say that this is a very trusted source and that these people have done tremendous work, and every single claim that they have ever made has been met with the backing of physical evidence and scientific proof from experts, from people like James Thorpe. La Quinta Columna said that this would cause problems with fertility, that this would cause problems with babies that were being born. La Quinta Columna said that this would cause stillbirths, that this would cause fetal demise. 43-year OBGYN James Thorpe, who appeared on Died Suddenly, said that this is absolutely happening. We had conversations even more recent than Died Suddenly, where he said that he's never seen more. My sister, who now works for the network, she worked for a hospital system in the NICU, and she was very high up in the NICU, and she said, yeah. The amount of genetic mutations being found in babies post COVID-19 injection is absolutely unbelievable. But anyway, we do not want with this discovery to encourage smoking in the population, only to show evidence that nicotine, as we already suspected, apparently interacts negatively with what has been introduced to millions of people around the world. We're continuing to research and we will find more results in the near future. Yours sincerely, La Quinta Columna. Now, I want to remind everybody that Dr. Brian Artis never advocated for picking up smoking either, but that he chews nicotine gum or maybe wears a patch or something like that, and said rightfully way back when, during the filming of Watch the Water, that he found studies that show that nicotine would actually combat COVID-19, and we all know that the injection is the infection. And so, of course, if if that combats the COVID virus in heavy air quotes for our radio listening audience, that it would only obviously interact negatively with those who have injected themselves with the COVID-19 death jab. And to that end, Dr. Brian Artis joins us now. So Dr. Artis, we're live, and I want to thank you for your waiting during the run-up here. And obviously for all the lives that you've saved, we're tremendously grateful and for being here with us today. So to what
great
do you,
here, Stu.
Thank you. So what do you say to this La Quinta Columna tweet that we're all looking at here?
I would like to say, thank God that there's researchers out there who are honest, ethical, and are trying to solve the mysteries that were never created by us. And by us, I mean, Stu Peters didn't create the COVID-19 air virus, whatever. He didn't create the bioweapons you see in the COVID-19 shots. He didn't put graphene oxide, nor did I, nor did any of the people like you mentioned here, Jim Thorpe, Carrie Madej, Karen Kingston. None of them created this problem we're finding around the world occurring in people who have subjected themselves to COVID, to the COVID-19 vaccines. And yes, I want to thank the group, including Rafa Calvin, who was the scientist who decided to do this. And they referenced in the tweet, Dr. Brian Artis said 2 years ago that nicotine would be an antidote to what you're seeing as the problem they call COVID. And so on the Watch the Waters documentary, I just have to say, of all the people on the planet, you've received a ton of hate. I have received a ton of censorship around the Watch the Water declarations. Nothing that we actually showed you in that documentary wasn't already referenced with published peer-reviewed studies. So I would like to confirm what this group has actually figured out with Rafa Calvin. They actually took dental anesthetics, dried them out, and put them under a microscope to see if they could see nanotech was also in other forms of injections provided by Big Pharma. And they dried it out over 30 days and found all this nanotech in underneath the microscope. And all of a sudden, all of the nanotech that they see under the microscope that they're calling nanotech dissolves instantaneously with the nicotine administration. So I want to say something here to your audiences, because they love you and I love you. I trust Stu Peters. I've had people nonstop tell me not to trust this guy. There's a reason why I flew to his home to talk to him in private about what was being lied about COVID-19. The lie was, and they've wanted to bury this with propaganda and marketing, they have lied to the entire world and told you that smokers are more likely to get COVID and die from COVID than other people.
At this point, it's widely accepted that the government wants to kill you, right? I mean, this is an intentional depopulation event. This is a murder event. This is a racket. This is a money-making event. All of the above. Do you remember at the time, and I remember you pointing this out to me, Dr. Artis, do you guys remember at the time when Fauci was constantly on TV saying now would be the best time to quit smoking cigarettes, stop smoking? There was a huge quit smoking campaign, quit chewing, quit nicotine campaign that was involved right at the inception of COVID-19, was there not?
It's still going on right now. Look at every Paxlovid or Paxlovid commercial for Pfizer. They say smokers are the highest at risk for getting COVID. They are lying to you. Smokers were the most protected from COVID because of nicotine. And science figured that out in April of 2020. They figured out the spike proteins, air quotes, spike proteins target nicotine receptors. And then they published to the world, if governments around the world in April of 2020 would use nicotine gum, nicotine pouches, or nicotine patches, you could stop the pandemic right now. At the very end of your documentary, I made sure, and you put it on there, your team did, that the antidote, the very first, when we listed at the end of Watch the Water, as the credits come up, the first thing are the antidotes to COVID. And it was nicotine was number one. It is still number one. I still wear a 3.5 milligram nicotine patch every single day. I just buy nicotine patches and cut them in little pieces and put them on my body. And I want to say, Stu Peters, thanks to you and many other people who have helped us get this word out. I just want you to know I've actually created a book. It went out for sale 2 weeks ago. It's being sent out to customers this week. It's titled Moving Beyond COVID-19 Lies, Restoring Health and Hope for Humanity. There is a whole chapter dedicated called Just in the Nicotine of Time, and I take the audiences through all the peer-reviewed scientific DNA evidence that nicotine was the perfect vaccine for COVID. It always was. And then the NIH even published in May of 2023 that the spike protein of COVID is identical to snake venom proteins. Okay, that's what we told you is what COVID is, and it's beat by nicotine. The NIH is publishing it. January 2023, Stu, you and your audiences should be most proud. January 2023, scientists actually did a nicotine patch study to see if nicotine could cure all long COVID symptoms, which there are over 100 medically diagnosed long COVID still persisting symptoms and medical diagnosis. Do you know that nicotine is the cure for all of them? And I outline it in the chapter, in the book. You can get it at the Dr. Artist Show. And I give shout out after shout out to Stu Peters and the Stu Peters Network for being the first network and the first individual to hear all of the relevant documentation I was uncovering through research, and then was brave enough to make sure the audiences knew the truth no matter the cost. And that now stands in a book that is number one on Amazon in the health category. Go to Amazon, barnesandnoble.com, thedrartistshow.com. You can get it and learn what it was so important to Stu Peters and myself that they created their first ever documentary film called Watch the Water. And I need to make sure you are all aware, they are definitely poisoning us through the water, not just with chlorine, not just with fluoride. And the world, I need y'all to know something. They are looking, this research group found in dental anesthetics, nanotech that is now able to be confirmed dissolved by nicotine and tobacco. I need y'all to know that they are now going to look at Pfizer and Moderna. Well, that is great. You should look at those shots. They have nanotech and graphene oxide in them also. I just want you to know nicotine is also a published benefit. And you should find this very odd. There's actually almost two perfect vaccines for COVID that aren't vaccines. They are natural solutions that anybody can purchase on their own, grow on their own, and take. Tobacco being one of those with nicotine. The other one is EDTA. Two groups of people appear totally immune to COVID, smokers and asthmatics. Did you know that inside of asthmatics medicine, they're inhalers? Did you know there's a substance called EDTA? And scientists figured out in October of 2020 that EDTA in these inhalers as an excipient, an additive, was the cure for COVID. Stu Peters, can you imagine that nicotine in smokers was preventing people from getting COVID? Asthmatics were never a risk factor for COVID because of a drug synthetic chemical called EDTA. Do you know that nicotine and EDTA that were published to be the antidotes to COVID for asthmatics and smokers? Do you know what else they're published to detoxify and neutralize besides nanotech? And yes, nanotech, EDTA and nicotine both dissolve and disrupt. Do you know that EDTA and nicotine are both cures for snake venom and venom in a human of any kind? And it's also a published antidote to all viruses. Check this out, Stu. First time on Stu Peters Network before you read the book that has this all summarized. Stu Peters, your audience is going to love this. Did you know that nicotine patches, nicotine gum, and eggplants, tomatoes, cauliflower, and celery, all which have tons of nicotine in them? Did you know all these vegetables and these nicotine patches are cures for things like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, dementia, MS, ulcerative colitis, autism, arthritis? Stu, people walk up to me all around the world like they do you, and they say, I love you, Dr. Artist, and Stu Peters, thank you for all the lives you've saved. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank God there's people brave enough to do the research and then tell you what they're reading, what they're seeing, because people around the world tell me they've lost their sight in one eye after having COVID. They've lost their hearing permanently after COVID. They have arthritis, myocarditis, paralyzed bodies, Bell's palsy. And do you know that every single one of them report to me they only saw their symptoms go away after trying nicotine gum or nicotine patches after watching Watch the Water? Thank God. Sight restored, hearing restored, tinnitus gone, brain fog disappeared. Myocarditis symptoms, by the way, Stu, first place on earth y'all are going to hear this. Myocarditis is reversed in 14 days, which is 3 days of nicotine administration of 7 milligrams. and they published that during the pandemic. Now, I'd like to ask you, why do you think they were studying myocarditis in animals, mammals, that could be reversed with nicotine? I lay out all the vegetables and the amount of nicotine in all of them in the book also, but let me start with these. Ready? Eggplant is the second highest nicotine-containing plant on earth. Number two is tomatoes. Red tomatoes, green tomatoes have 10 times more nicotine than red tomatoes. Cauliflower, celery, bell peppers, zucchini, white potatoes, they all have really healthy amounts of nicotine. Now, the amount of nicotine you get from a cigarette, which we do not promote here, cigarettes is about 1 milligram of nicotine per cigarette used. Eggplants has about half of that amount if you ate the whole eggplant. So you don't need a whole lot of nicotine. About 1 milligram a day is where I recommend people should start, whether with gum, patches, suckets. Just cut the patches down to smaller increments. They only come in 7, 14, and 21 milligram sizes. I buy Rugby brand patches only. I have researched all of them. I find that brand to be the cleanest, less toxic form of a patch. Then the Lucy brand of gum is what I recommend, and you can get those on Amazon. I do not have an affiliation with any nicotine company on earth. I'm just telling you, these are resources. Other companies already sell it and promote it. You can use them or go eat the veggies. In fact, online right now on Healthline News or Medical News Today is an article about how eating nicotine-rich vegetables can reverse and cure Parkinson's. It's an article right now on Medical Journal News. Go read it. You can eat these plants and get the nicotine you need. And nicotine, just so you know, is a nootropic. You know what that means, Stu?
I don't.
It stimulates the brain to have more acute focus and memory. Nicotine is a known cognitive booster. You don't need caffeine. Nicotine can do it too. You can either eat your nicotine and veggies, or you can actually wear a patch, suck on it on these suckets. But just so you know, all governments around the world are targeting and trying to get nicotine away from you having access. And you might want to ask yourself why. Second thing I want to address for the audience in case they write in as a comment, nicotine is not addictive as you've been told. Harvard proved in 2015 and published in 2016 that tobacco giants since 1970 have been allowed to add an addictive man-made chemical to cigarettes to make them really addictive. And it's not nicotine. It's 15 different chemicals called pyrazines. And in the Harvard paper, they actually admonished the FDA to start regulating pyrazines over nicotine, or both pyrazines and nicotine, because pyrazines, they published in 2016, is what is creating the addictive quality of tobacco products, not the nicotine. In fact, I've got a whole presentation at the Dr. Artist Show. It is actually 3 hours long, or you can download the PowerPoint for free and just watch it. All of it's free. Go get it. It's called The Other N-Word. It's 3 hours of me presenting documentation of peer-reviewed published studies that nutrient called nicotine in either nicotine agents or tobacco or snuff or in agents or in food can cure neurological diseases, dementia included, arthritis included. I cannot tell you how many people walk up to me and say they put nicotine patches on their arthritic joints, and within 3 days, all their pain disappeared because they watched my presentation called The Other N-Word, because I found nicotine makes people uncomfortable like some other N-word in society. And it's weird. Nicotine's found in your food. You just don't know it that you eat every day. So if it's in your food that you're feeding your children, how come you don't know it's in there? And why would they never tell you? It's not a dangerous drug. It is a nutrient. But you should use small doses like 1 milligram to start with every day. They sell gum in only 2 and 4 milligram sizes. I tell people to cut the gum in half so you get roughly 1 milligram. 2 milligrams might be too much in the beginning. Just start for a week with 1 milligram, either suckets, pouches, patches, or gum, and use that for about a week, and then go up to the 3 milligram size or the 2 milligram gum size. I only recommend 1 to 2 milligrams to start out with for a week, then move up to 3 milligrams. Every study in science that I present, they start with 7 milligrams. Stu, you did a great job with Died Suddenly. We know that there is something else besides the blood clots called turbo cancers that are showing up in people after these shots. I show in that presentation that during the pandemic in 2021, they took conotoxin venom from cone snails that we talked about in Watch the Water. They took cobra toxin, which was found to be the spike protein of COVID, and they injected these two venoms into mammals during the pandemic while you and I were being locked down. And they published that they could create a glioblastoma brain tumor with these two venoms in less than 72 hours. And during the pandemic, their solution was, let's see what happens when we inject several doses of nicotine into the mammal, and let's see if we can dissolve the brain tumor that we just created with venoms in less than 72 hours. Let's see how fast nicotine will dissolve them. The nicotine by itself dissolved by half glioblastoma tumor in 72 hours. Then they canceled the study. Now, if I was the scientist, wouldn't you want to see if another 72 hours would dissolve it completely? Why would you suspend the study when you have this miraculous dissolving by half a glioblastoma you just created with venom? Just so you know, nicotine is also a cure to the turbo cancers you're experiencing. Not 100% of them, but any of them that are actually being created by the spike proteins generated by the COVID vaccines or by COVID. It is primarily created by the nicotine targeting poisons they call spike proteins.
Dr. Artis, you are absolutely a hero, and we want to thank you for being here. And thank you for all of your reporting. Please tell people again where people can come and find you.
Now, you can find me on every censored platform on earth, it feels like. Then you can find me at thedrartisshow.com, healingfortheages.com, and periodically hanging out with you here at the Stu Peters Network. God bless you, man, and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com. A message for parents that love their kids and, of course, want to keep them safe and healthy. It's a health product that you can't ignore. Kids Z-Spike Gummies from the Zelenko Labs Z-Stack supplement line. Now, these aren't just ordinary supplements. These are your child's shield against upcoming health threats and a recovery mechanism to help dissolve and block spike proteins. Of course, inspired by the legendary Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Dr. Z didn't just practice medicine. As you well know, he changed the entire game over the pandemic. He provided counsel on the prevention and treatment of COVID-19, the bioweapon, and the removal of the dangerous and deadly spike proteins from the body. His pioneering work lives on in these gummies, crafted to repair and empower your kids' immune systems. Powerful stuff inside of these things, all based on solid research that you can trust by Zelenko Labs. Vitamin C and dandelion root. These help to cleanse and fortify. Of course, there's a whole lot of other things inside of these Z-Spike gummies as well. Pomegranate peel and bromelain arm and defend against these invaders like the spike proteins that are wishing to enter your kid's body and destroy their health. Targeting those tricky spike proteins is difficult, but not if you have the Z-Spike gummies. All natural, zero artificial junk, low in sugar, and a strawberry flavor that your kids will actually want. This is about more than just avoiding colds. This is about giving your kids a proactive protection and repairing them from damage caused during the pandemic. As we know that there's shedding involved, and parents, they didn't leave you out. You can achieve the same goals for your health and body, pairing Dr. Zelenko's hero products, Z-Spike and Z-Detox, for daily support. Rise up and protect your kids with Dr. Zelenko's Kids Z-Spike Gummies, perfect for kids ages 4 and up. Head over to zstacklife.com/SPN and then use the code for 15% off. The code is SPN. Secure your bottles right now. They have subscriptions too. Remember, this isn't just a supplement, it's a shield. It's Dr. Zelenko's legacy. Shield up with Kids Z-Spike Gummies, the smart way to protect and heal our kids. ZStackLife.com/SPN. Again, ZStackLife.com/SPN.